Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Samav Ches Omud Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Brura, getting towards the end of the beautiful Simon Shin Chav Ches, which deals with the halachos of refuah on Shabbos. We begin with Sif Lamed Tes on the very top line. Ein Osin Apik Tevizin. One is not allowed to go and do this thing called Apik Tevizin. What is that? So the Ramah says, Pirish from the Oruch, Apik Tfei Zon. This is a composite word that stands for Klomar Lahotzi Odef Hamazon, what we would call an emetic, something that would cause a person to vomit. So you're not allowed to take this Apik Tevizin over here, any sort of an emetic on Shabbos. Why? The Hainu Gromas Ki, because this causes a person to vomit. And even on a weekday, Afilu B'chol, you're not allowed to do this. Mishum Hefset Acholim. For no purpose whatsoever, just because you want to eat more. This was a very common custom in prior cultures, that they would go and eat and stuff themselves and then vomit or cause vomiting so they could eat more. So this is forbidden even on a weekday, never mind on Shabbos, because of Hefset Ochlin, you're wasting food. However, if you're taking the emetic because you're not feeling well, the mitzar meirov Michael, if you've eaten too much and now you're very uncomfortable, so then in this situation, bechol mutter afilu besam, on a weekday, a person would be allowed to take an emetic, even a pill or something like that, a medication on a weekday. However, on Shabbos, Osir Bisam, it would be forbidden to go take a medication. However, umutur biyad, but one could stick their finger in the back of the throat, cause a gag reflex, cause a vomiting reflex, and therefore the person would be allowed on Shabbos to do this if it was because they were very uncomfortable. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Kuf Chav Gimel explains, the Hainu Kedei Shei Roiv, the purpose for just taking this emetic over here was because they should be hungry again, so they could eat even more. Sivkotin Kuf Chav Dalet, you're not allowed to do this with a sam, with a medication. So the Mishnah Berurah explains the Dami L'Refuah, because this is like going and taking a medicine, Ugzer Mishum Shrika Sam Monim, and therefore this would be, even though you're in pain, you're not a Cholashiesh Bo Sakana, or even a Cholashiesh Bo Sakana, and therefore you're not allowed to go take medication. And this would include an emetic over here, because you may come then to go and grind, which would be an Issu D'Oraisa. But because since you are in pain, the rabbis did not forbid you to go do this with your hand, which could never lead to shchika samamon. Sif Mem, the Mechaber writes, Hachoshesh b'meyav, if somebody has intestinal pain, mutur litein aleim kos she'eru mimenu chamin. You are allowed to do something called cupping, or what was referred to in Yiddish as bankis, that you would go and take a cup that was previously in it hot water or very hot liquid, and you expel the water, you pour out the water, the hot water from there, and you're just left with the steam inside. You invert the cup and you put it against the body, and even though there's still heat or steam inside this cup, this is permitted to be done on Shabbos. Again, I will not comment on any medical value of such cupping or bankis. There is absolutely no proven benefit to these procedures. However, we're talking here just from a halachi point of view. The Shulchan Aruch does permit a person to do this cupping on Shabbos. Mishmur explains as if cut in kuvchav hay, dainu shekofeyu al hatabur. You invert the cup and put it over the umbilicus, the belly button. Lemisha chosh b'meya, for somebody that has this intestinal difficulty or problem. Va'oches akos is a baser, because of the vacuum that's created over here. When you place the cup against the flesh, it will moshech ilavis hameyayim. It will somehow bring up the intestines. It will move the intestines through this vacuum that's been created. Moshiva bimkomun, and it will put them in more in a correct place. This is Rashi's explanation in the Gemara discussing this. Again, I do not know of any studies that demonstrate that there's any medical benefit for doing this. Likewise, the Mishnah Berurah says, if a person wanted to, he could put hot clothing, hot garments on the stomach as well. If they have some abdominal discomfort or pain over here, as we have already learned, Kedel B'Simen Shin Chav Vav. Or likewise, one could put ocharosim, put some sort of an earthenware utensil, olivenim chamim, or hot bricks. All of these items were felt to be of benefit to a person with intestinal difficulties or discomfort. The issue footnote number 111 says that to put only the hot vessel and do the cupping without any water inside is permitted. But if there's water inside, then it's forbidden even on a weekday for sakana purposes. It would be very dangerous. You may come to spill it on your body, and that could lead to a burn. And certainly on Shabbos, where there's also a concern about washing with hot water on Shabbos. An additional reason is also brought down, Shekima Shanikar Dov Shanasa Lefuya, obviously doing this for medicinal purposes. There's also an Isser of Shrika Sammonim if there's water in this cup. As opposed to this cupping, which is of very limited medical, if at all, value, if a person wants to use a hot water bottle, so then that is also dependent on whether you can use such a hot water bottle on Shabbos, would be dependent on the reason that we forbid you to use hot water in a cup. If the concern with the hot water in a cup was because you may spill it, so then with a hot water bottle where it's a closed system, there would be no such concern and it would be permitted. But if it's because it's for medicinal purposes and therefore it's forbidden, so then whether it's in a hot water bottle or in a cup, it should make no difference. And he concludes and he says, if a person is in real discomfort and the hot water bottle will make him feel better, you'd be allowed to use this. Likewise, with electric blankets, so Rav Moshe Feinstein at Salonigris Moshe writes that healthy people use electric blankets just to keep warm, and it's not necessarily for medicinal purposes, and therefore a sick person would be allowed to use an electric blanket to make them more comfortable. He does say you have to make sure that there is some sort of a reminder that you shouldn't come to adjust the blanket up or down in terms of the temperature. You have to make some sort of a hecker, similar to what we do with a blech. And this is also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shemutu Lishtames Bismicha Chashmalis B'Shabbos. You are allowed to use an electric blanket on Shabbos. Obviously, you can't turn it on Shabbos. You have to make sure that it was all preset. But if it's on already on Shabbos, on a timer or just on, you would be allowed to use it according to both Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, both Zatzal. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Chavav quotes the Mechaber who says, Afal Pisha Dain Yesh Bohevel, even though there's still heat or steam inside this inverted cup. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Humi Loshan Atur, this is a quote from the Tur, the Kavanaso, and his reasoning is, the Lo Neima, that you shouldn't think that you can't do this, Kamo Dosru Lirchatz Mechamim, just like you're not allowed to go wash your entire body in hot water, so too you might have thought you're not allowed to do this, to do this cupping. Kamo Ken Kol Chamim Wasal Gufi, you might have thought that any type of heat applied to the body is not allowed. Lafiko chashmin debutu, therefore he has to come to tell us that it's permissible. As Kein de'isa bebraisa Shabbos mem umubez, as the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, mecham odam alun, this person is allowed to heat up a towel in a permissible way on Shabbos, u'miniach abnei me'av b'Shabbos, and to put it on his stomach on Shabbos, ve'atiku atur v'ramol le'el b'simin shin chavav sivav b'haga, and this is quoted here, and as well earlier in shin chavav by the Mechaber and the Ramah. Now, the Chofetz Chaim over here in the Shaar Tzion, Ost Tzadi Dalit, said there's another reason as well that it's mentioned over here. The Lo Neima De Hevel Hu Kamo Inyan Refuah. You shouldn't say that this heat inside, the steam inside over here is like Refuah, and that we should make a Gzeru of Shrika Samamonim. This subject will again be discussed in Mem Gimel, as we'll explain over there, that the Rambam brought this all down together, so cupping will again be repeated in Sif Mem Gimel. Sif Mem Aleph. The Mechaber writes, if somebody unfortunately is drunk, now we've learned already previously how terrible it is for a person to be drunk, both from a halachic point of view and as well as from a medical point of view. But here we're not talking about the decision to get drunk, we're talking about a person who is already drunk. Apparently, in those days, the refuah was that they would go and anoint his hands and his feet in some sort of a combination of oil and salt. So, this would be permitted to be done on Shabbos as well. The Mishmur explains the Sivkot and Kuv Chav Zayin, that somehow this works to benefit to alleviate the drunkenness of the person from him, imenu. This isn't called medicinal, and that's why it's allowed. And this is brought down in the Taz and the El Yeraba. The issue footnote number 114 brings down, nowadays many people believe that the drinking of black coffee, for example, also will help relieve the drunkenness. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Shekivin shakofi hugam mashko shabrin, since healthy people obviously also drink coffee, mutilasus kane, you would be allowed to go give a drunk person some black coffee in attempt to sober him up. The Mishabur continues and writes, Ayin Bachronim Sheskimu Demutu Lishov Tabok Binachirov. This is something we discussed in yesterday's show. We brought it down from the Shari Tshuva, and here the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, and he tells us that a person would be allowed to use sniffing tobacco, lishof tabak bin achirav, because ben shosa came lefisha olul b'meichu sharosh, because it may be of some benefit to clear his head, he thinks, or ben lahafik hashichros, or because it may help sober a person up. So one would be allowed to do this as well. The kivon shenis bashteit shifasa tabak l'gdolim l'ktanim, since it was very common for both adults and younger people to go and use sniffing tobacco, mishum tanog, before just it's pleasurable, or mishum reach, because the nice aroma it gives off. So therefore, even if you're using it to sober person up, lo muchach milsa de avil refuah, it's not clear you're doing it for refuah purposes, and therefore it's allowed. Sivkot and Kuv Chav Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, when we're talking about the oil and the salt, it means mu'uravim yachad. He brings down from the El Yerabah that it's talking about that they're mixed together. In this situation, it is permissible. Sif Mem Beis. The Mechaber writes, Ein Misamlin. A person is not allowed to do exercise on Shabbos. What does it exactly mean, Misamlin? So the Mechaber himself tells us, Dahainu, Shedores ala guf bekoach, to move the body vigorously with strength, Kidei sheyiga v'yaziyah, in order that you should get tired and perspire. So this is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Kuchav Tes, wrote Shalom, and Mechav is telling us over here, Sheposhtim, you stretch out, Mekaplin, you fold, you bend, Zrosen, your arms, Lefneim, Ulachreim, in front of you, behind you, Umitzchamim, you get heated up, Umezin, and you perspire. And this is brought down from the Pirush of the Rach. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Kuf Lamed, in order that you should get tired and perspire, V'hi b'chlal refuah, and this falls under the rubric of medication, refuah, and therefore it's not permitted. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'ein lahakshus, you shouldn't ask over here. Kivin she'ein kan shaychus shchichas samamonim. There is no possibility over here that you go and grind something. So hayolonu lahatir kamo b'sif shachazeh. So just like with the cupping and all the other things that we learned about already in Sif Mem, and we'll learn more about in the next Sif, Sif Mem Gimel, where there is no chance that it will lead to grinding of medications or herbs. So then you are allowed to do it on Shabbos. So why over here too?" Perspiring isn't going to lead to any sort of a potential for grinding. So he answers, Yesh lomar, dekivon shelofomim mevi in hazeya ala chola, gam kenayidis hamonim. Sometimes they will cause the chola to perspire using medications, so therefore, chayshinon sheyaseh refuah acheres, you may come to do this other refuah if you allow exercising. Masha enkein besif sheachazeh, as opposed to in the next Sif Mem Gimel, where it's going to talk about cupping and other things that don't have any potential with grinding, she'ein shayches refuah liosan advarim aydei shlichas samim klal. Therefore, in those situations, lo gazrinan. But here, the rabbis did institute a gzera. Vida. Furthermore, the Mishmar says the lefi mad debaskinu le'el b'sif yudzayin. That which we already paskined earlier in Sif Yudzayin, that there were four shittas over there, and we said da'i de Yisrael enos in shvus derabonan l'chol she'ein bo sakana. When you are allowed to go and do something for a chola she'ein bo sakana on Shabbos by a Jewish person, you must do it under certain situations with a shinoi. So to over here, hochanami binyonenu, afilu higi lekal chola she'ein bo sakana, even if you reach the point of a chola she'ein bo sakana, you're still not allowed to do this. Ein osim dover zeh kim ayde shinoi. You have to make some sort of a klach or yad, some sort of a non-usual way of doing it if you are permitted to do this exercising. The kol she'kein imu rak bari shechoshish, and certainly a healthy person that just would like to go and maintain his health, so to say, therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to do this. A massage, v'hashifshuf, sha'osin liyegiye koach, kidi lahashiv kochel, l'vata mehena yifusan. If you want to go give a massage to a tired person in order to go and restore their strength and to get rid of their tiredness, so the shulte gibarim is unclear what to do in this situation. Mistapik b'shulte gibarim, imdavar zedom l'refuah, v'asar alo. He's not sure, is this considered a refuah and it's prohibited, or it is not. If you mash a cross of a margin of rum, Sif Cotton Mem Gimel, Dafilu Bari Gomori Moses Shum Rufua, Kidil Chazik, Mizgo Osir. But according to the opinion of the margin of rum, that says a healthy person is not allowed to go do something for medicinal purposes just to make himself stronger, so then according to that, Gambazet in Lahoko, then even a massage would not be allowed over here as well. Now, the Dershu footnotes here are very important in terms of discussing broader exercise situations on Shabbos. Dershu footnote number 115 says, Misha soch gufo umimash meish bo bekoach. Someone goes and anoints himself and then presses vigorously on his body. So we already learned in Shin Chav Zayin, she'osu mishum uvdin dechol. That's not allowed because of a weekday activity. And according to the Rambam, it would be permitted as long as as long as you're not doing it to perspire. However, but if one is doing this for the purposes of exercising over here, so then you're not allowed to go do this. And he says, doing various exercises on Shabbos, aide machshirim, using various equipment, so then Rav Nissen Karl Shlita says, shasura av mishum uvdin d'chol. If you're using equipment to exercise, so then it certainly would be forbidden because it's a weekday activity. Likewise, v'meina os es os kedel azir. You're not doing it to perspire. You like exercising, so you like to do exercises. So if somebody does physiotherapy, for example, so Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in that situation brings down shemut lasos kain. You would be allowed to do this. And likewise, the Shilas Tshuvas Or Letzion says you would be allowed to do physical therapy on Shabbos. Breathing exercises for a person that has some sort of muscular deficit or in order to strengthen your muscles. So Nissan Carlos Shlita says that's also not a problem of refuah and not a problem of uvdin d'chol, and one would be allowed to do those breathing exercises on Shabbos. Dishah footnote number 116 talks about taking a hike, a walk on Shabbos. So one is permitted to do this, even if your intention over here is for exercises and to warm your body up for medicinal benefit, since it's not clear that you're doing it for refuah. People walk all the time on Shabbos, you're allowed to do this. However, he does point out that there are those that are machmir in this situation. However, larutz, to run in order to go and heat yourself up for refuah purposes, that would be forbidden, because that's clear that you're doing it for medicinal purposes. However, if a person is running in order to stimulate his appetite, so the Shaar HaTzion over there in Sifkat and Tess in Siman Shin Aleph said, Eino mevuror leheter, is not sure that you can do this because it could still be refuah. The issue footnote number 117 brings down Dvarim she'efshar lirafosam b'samonim, things that you normally would use medications for. So the Shevet HaLevi Zatzal brings down she'im ein haderech la'asos kein b'samonim, if this activity is not normally done with medication. So then it would be permitted to go and do this health activity without medications because it's not usually used with medications, even though there are medications that can technically do this. In regards to wearing a retainer or braces on your teeth on Shabbos, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Shekivan she'efshol yasher shinayim ayde samonim, since there is no way to go and straighten your teeth out with medications, there is no issur of refuah wearing a retainer on Shabbos. Ein zedome lamash osa mishnah brua, and this is not like what the mishnah brua will tell us in Siman Shin Lamed, Sivkot Lamed Hey, activities that require constant usage you wouldn't be allowed to do. But putting in the retainer, for example, that you just put it in and it takes care of itself, it does the rest of the work on its own, that you would be allowed to use on Shabbos. Mechaber continues and he writes, V'asu lidcho kreso sheltino kedei lotzi ori. You're not allowed to press down on the belly, on the stomach of a little baby that's having difficulty defecating in order to help the baby, assist the baby in defecating. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Kuf Lamed Aleph, Shema yovo lahashkel shlo samemonim hamishalshalim, because you may come then to go and feed this child, give this child a laxative, which would be forbidden on Shabbos for just a mechush b'yalma. Dirsha footnote number 118, however, does point out that if the child is in any significant distress, so even minimal amount that the baby is crying and it seems to be in pain because it can't defecate, so he brings down that you would be allowed to go press on the stomach in this situation, and I would add that you're certainly allowed to give the baby suppositories or things like that, because the baby certainly is a chola she'ein bo sakana, which you're allowed to do, giving him medications for on Shabbos. So if the baby at all needs this, it would be permissible. Sif Mem Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Mutur lichvos kos cham al hatabur laloso. This is the cupping that we brought down previously, and you're allowed to do this cupping on Shabbos in order to elevate up the intestines. Why is this repeated over here? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Kuf Lamed Beis, Hu anitzka leil b'sif mem. This is exactly what we just learned earlier in today's shir in Sif Mem. V'chaza u'shinokan, the Mechaber chose to repeat it over here because he's quoting here the entire Rambam. Shumi loshan Rambam shekol al hakol b'tam echad. We'll put it all together over here so the Mechaber also wrote it again. In any event, Sivkot and Kuflam and Gimel, you'll have to put it on the tabur. So he writes, the Mishnah Berurah explains, this is what the Chayyadim wrote, Kosav Chayyadim, Duhu, Hacholi, this is the sickness that they were known as Shekorin, Heib Muter, is a Yiddish word, I'm not sure what illness this is referring to, some intestinal ailment. Likewise, the Mechaber says, Ulahalos Osnayim, Bein Biyad, Bein Bikli, if you need to lift up the ears, because of some problem, you'll have to do this with the hand or with an instrument. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Kufla Medalid that Gideho has nine, the cartilage over here of the ears, Palmim Shiyardim Lamata, somehow it bends down or it's folded down, or Misparkin Osnaim, it can somehow cause the ears to be split in some way. This is Rashi's explanation of the Gemara. I'm not exactly certain what they're exactly referring to over here, but you would be allowed to go and tug on the ears in this fashion, even with a kli on Shabbos. This cannot lead, as we said already, to shrika sammanim, and therefore the rabbis were not gozer b'mokum tzar. Likewise, olahalos unkli, to go and lift up the unkli. The unkli, as far as I understand, would be what we would call the xiphoid process. It's something called the ensiform cartilage, which is at the bottom of the breastbone, the manubrium. There's a mobile type of a piece there that's known as the xiphoid process. And I believe that's what they're referring to over here. You'd be allowed to move this or to manipulate this. Dahainu tnuch shekineged alev, this is the cartilage that is opposite the heart, as I mentioned, the xiphoid process. Shenivchad Litzad Pnim, that somehow is folded or bent over inwards. Shekol Echa Me'elu, in all of these situations, the cupping that we're talking about, pulling up on the ears, this movement or manipulation of the xiphoid process, all of these, in Osim B'Sammanim, there is no chance that you'll ever do this with medications, Kedei Shenochu Shushchik, and therefore the rabbis didn't feel that it was necessary to make such a gzera. However, since the person has tzar, the Yesh Lo Tzar Mehem, one is allowed to do these manipulations. The Mishnah Berurah explains, as if cut in Kuf Lamed Hey, that this Ankli over here is ma'akiv zaneshima, somehow prevents you from breathing well. That's how Rashi explains this in the Gemara. And finally, sivkot and kuflam advav, the person has tsar, because if he didn't have tsar, di lav ha'achi ha'ya osu al-koponim mishum uvdu d'chol. If the person doesn't need these manipulations because he's in it all in distress, so then you wouldn't be allowed to do these manipulations because they're like weekday activities and you shouldn't do them on Shabbos. This concludes today's shiur.